I'm sure we've all received wedding invitations before. It's part of life. Actually, it's one of the things I kind of fear. I'm afraid when I get a wedding invitation, because wedding invitations are rather difficult. It's very stressful. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with it that we really don't think or consider. Let me share it with a few things. You first need to look at your calendar to see whether you have that date open. And once you look at the calendar and it's open, you need to check with your family. You need to check with your spouse. You need to check with your children. You need to check with your parents to see whether they have nothing, you know, in plan for you. And then after you check with your family, then you have to look at your bank account and see whether you're financially okay to go to this wedding. All right? It might be in London. It might be in Africa. It might be here in Toronto. Regardless, there's a check that needs to be signed when there's a wedding invitation. Then finally, when you do get the RSVP, you have to RSVP back and say, yes, I'm coming. Maybe with one guest, maybe with two guests. And then, of course, there's financial implications with that, too. Sometimes, when you do get a wedding invitation, it's just easier to just simply neglect the invitation. Act like it never happened. Act like you did not receive something. Because why would you want to hurt someone's feeling and say, no, I cannot go? It's better to just zip it and not say anything. That's kind of what's happening in today's passage that Paul read for us so beautifully this morning. We don't know if the king sent out RSVP notes or save the date notes or anything of that sort. But we know that those who were invited were not there. They weren't present. They had made the choice not to be there. Then the king sends out his servants and slaves to hand deliver these invitations. We don't really know how the first invitations went out, but what we do know is that he sent the servants and slaves to go out and actually deliver the invitation and say, listen, sir, madam, you are invited to the king's party, the king's wedding banquet. And of course, we read about how for those people who killed their slaves, the cities were destroyed. If we had 30 more minutes, I would love to go into it, but I am seeing a lot of eyes looking at me to keep the service short, so I will just move on and tell you that they did not come either. So there's a first round of invitations. They choose not to come. There's another round of invitations, and they still decide not to come. So the king tells the slaves and servants to go out into the streets. Go to Bloor Street and tell everyone, all of you, whoever you can find, tell them that they are invited to this wedding banquet. Today is a special day, because we have sent out an invitation and people have chosen to say yes. We have newcomers who have said yes to the invitation to join our wonderful community here at Kingsway Lambton United Church. We have someone who was here for 18 months, and I guess they must have enjoyed our, you know, through the highs and lows, you know, through the very busy times when everyone is going like, what's happening next? And through the slow times, and they have chosen to say yes to that invitation. We also have two babies who are now very quiet, whose parents have said yes to God's great love for them in Jesus Christ. It is a reason to celebrate. But think about it. Isn't it amazing? If we had to earn that invitation, if each and every one of us had to earn that invitation to that great feast, or if we had to, for all the newcomers, just think about this for a second. I mean, you're members now, but if you had to earn that invitation to become part of our congregation, we have a questionnaire. We'd say, do you live in the Kingsway? How big is your house? How much can you give us each month? But no. The invitation is free to all. God invites us all, from the very, very little ones to the not so very little ones. But as I started out, with such a great invitation comes great responsibility. We're given a Matthew twist here that we don't see in Luke's story, the equivalent in Luke's gospel, which is that the man that is not wearing a robe, a man not wearing the wedding robe. When we are baptized, some people say that we are baptized, we are clothed in Jesus Christ. The clothing you wear speaks volumes about who you are. On Sunday, if you are wearing a black and red robe, it speaks a lot about who you are. You are a dedicated member of Kingsway Lambton who choose to come at 9 o'clock each Sunday and on Thursday evenings to sing. When you're wearing a clerical robe, it speaks a lot about who you are. When you're wearing a baptismal dress, it speaks a lot about who you are. The clothing you wear speaks a lot about who you are. The clothing we wear as Christians is the clothing of Jesus Christ. And the best part is that we don't have to buy it. We don't have to go into Bay or Nordstrom's or Sears or Saks to go and buy this dress, to go and buy this clothing. It is given to us through the love of Jesus Christ. And if we choose to wear it, great. You get to enjoy this party. But for some reason, Scripture says, if you don't, there is great judgment. Now that doesn't sound very Jesus Christ-like, does it? But as I was meditating about this text and seeing, trying to locate this person, I was quickly reminded that if there is grace, there's always judgment. If there is a yes to an RSVP, there's always a no. There is judgment. It is true. It says so in the Bible. But for those who have accepted the love of Jesus Christ, for those who are baptized, for those who have chosen to wear the garment that Jesus Christ clothes us in, we don't get to face that judgment. We live in that truth that has defeated judgment. And so I was thinking about that man who was invited, had a great responsibility to wear the robes of Jesus Christ, but who chose not to wear it on that day. The Bible is very explicit in saying, when the king asks, why are you not in these wedding robes? The Bible says they were silent. That the man was silent. I think this is the wonderful part about God's love. And the Bible doesn't say that, so don't quote me in saying this is what the Bible says. But I wonder if that man has said, I didn't have a robe to wear. I didn't have a wedding garment to wear to this wedding feast. I wonder if the king would have taken his own shirt off his back and given it to the man. So many times we are silent in the midst of God's love for us, in the midst of God's love being present right in front of us. So many times we choose to be silent. But on this day, we see two babies and their parents who chose to say yes. We see seven people who have chosen to say yes to God's love that's present through our congregation. We see people in the pews who chose to say yes. Brothers and sisters, when an invitation comes, comes great responsibility. And sometimes we are asked. And so many times we are not up to that responsibility by staying silent. we can stay silent no more. Our call is to say yes. In that invitation that comes with great responsibility, our suggested answer is yes. And the great part in all of this is God's love is so great that God is willing to give up his own clothing to you. To say, I love you so much through the life and death of Jesus Christ. That invitation of God's love to you is not a light invitation. Tomorrow you might get a wedding invitation. Next week you might get an invitation to help out at pageant. Maybe the following you'll get an invitation to help out in another area in this church. There is, and with it comes great responsibility. But note that sometimes, even if we feel that we are not up to the task, that God is willing to push you on, to cheer you on, and to take his own clothing off and garment you with it. Let us pray. God, your invitation to your love feast that you have prepared for us, where everything is prepared. Sometimes I wonder if we consider that invitation lightly. I wonder if we just forget RSVP back. I wonder if we calculate and try to think, what are the pros and cons of this invitation? But God, allow us, as your people, to not take this invitation lightly. To take it, knowing that there is great responsibility that comes with it, but also knowing that you are there to support us all the way, even giving up one's life for it. And so, God, we give you thanks. And we give you thanks for Rosalyn. We give you thanks for all the new members. We give you thanks for everyone here that have chosen to say yes to that invitation. Empower us to continue to say yes to your call. We ask of this in Jesus' name. Amen.